the book Hebrews for 212. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, maybe the book Israel's Rapture, which was my doctoral degree a couple of years ago, concerning things that's happening in Israel right now. So I would suggest that you get this book. Should you be interested or have a question or just want to share something, my WhatsApp number plus is plus 27 international 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Share this link with your friends and families, to those that you love. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible pen, notepad and a Bible ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to study the word of Yahweh our Elohim every day. I'm going to read verse 13 again. First Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 4 verse 13, the one that we studied yesterday morning. But I would not have you be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those who died off before, that you sorrow not. With other words, you don't worry about it. Even as others which have no hope. Our hope is in the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Verse 14. For if we, who are Yahvist, or bride of Yahushua, if we believe that Yahushua died and rose again, which we do, that's one of the seven pillars on which our faith is built, is the ascending from Hades or the realm of death, then he rose from the dead, is alive, is the only. It's the only God or Elohim in any religion which has rose from the dead. Even so, then also which sleep in Yahushua. Let me just read verse 14. For if we believe, we who are the bride of Yahushua, believe that Yahushua died and rose again, then even so then also we sleep in Yahushua, who died in Yahushua, will Yahweh Almighty bring with him. Who's the him? Is Yahushua. So that must be a capital H. Make it a capital H and write in brackets there Yahushua. I'm just going to read it continuously. For if we who are bride of Yahushua believe that Yahushua died and rose again, which is part of our DNA, even so then also which sleeps in Yahushua, my father and all the others for many, many years who died off before, will Yahweh Almighty bring with him, that is Yahushua, when he comes. Verse 15. Which is the apostles, say unto you, who's the you? The bride of Yahushua. See how easily does the word reads when I put things in brackets. For this we, as the apostles, say unto you, who are bride of Yahushua, by the word, that word must be a capital word, W word, because John 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. Hallelujah. By the Word of Yahweh Almighty, that we, with the bride, which are alive, which remains alive today, we, and remain unto the coming of Yahashua, the coming, the parousia. We have an expectancy for him to return with the coming to glorify, for us to be changed into glorified bodies up in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15, you can read that in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 to 58, where we are going to be changed from immortal into an immortality, and from an earthly body into a heavenly body. We will meet him on the clouds, hallelujah, in the air. And unto the coming of Yahashua shall not prevent them which are asleep. So what does it say here? I'm going to read verse 15. For this we, as the bride of Yahashua, for this we, the apostles, say unto you, the bride of Yahashua, by the word, W, word of Yahweh, our Elohim, that we, as the bride of Yahashua, which are alive and remain alive unto the coming. That coming must be a capital C, the coming of Yahashua, shall not prevent them which are asleep. So those who died, the way that Apostle Paul is using the word sleep and asleep, it creates the idea that there's something in the grave that's asleep, and it's not. You can go to any cemetery and open the grave, you're going to find bones there. And if it's a very, very old grave, you're not going to find anything there, because the bones even has integrated. So what do we do? There's nobody asleep in the grave. What did Yahashua say to the sinner hanging on the right hand side of the cross? He says, today, verily I say unto you, today you will be with me where? In paradise. That guy, was he asleep? Was he asleep? No. Did he go to any grave and sleep there? No. Did they bury him? Yes. What did they bury? Well, his body, the remains. And the spirit and the soul, where did it went? Into paradise, the third heaven. That's what the Bible says. Today, Yahashua swears, verily I say unto you, you will be with me where? In paradise. So there's no sleeping story or theology or dogma. There is churches that believe that when you die you go to sleep. It's not what my Bible says. Not if I read about the parable which Yahashua told himself about the rich man, Lazarus, and Father Abraham. Nobody's asleep there. And he said that the rich man opened his eyes in Hades, and he saw Lazarus on the chest of Father Abram. And he says, I need water, I thirst. Then he says, send Lazarus to put his hand in water. Then Father Abram says, I can't, there's a cliff. Because Hades, or Rim of Death, is in the middle of the earth. Paradise in third heaven. So if there's a cliff, it should be this way, horizontally. And it's not, it's vertical. So this also, if this is Hades, and that is paradise, then this makes a cliff. You understand that? It's not this way. This is what they use to promote the flat earth theory. So what does the rich man say? Send Lazarus with water to put on my tongue. I can't. Send him to go and warn my brothers. He says he's got the prophets and the prophets and the word of Yahweh, the preachers, the evangelists, to listen to the apostles, the disciples. If he doesn't want to listen to them, he won't listen to anybody that comes from paradise or wherever. So were they asleep? were they talking in their sleep? No. The rich man was awake. Lazarus and Father Abraham was awake. They didn't sleep. You see, so it's not scriptural to say that we will be asleep. When Apostle Paul is speaking about being asleep, he's using the term asleep for dying. It's not where we go and rest in the grave. I just want to make a statement here. We live in Pretoria. We are living in Pretoria. There's two cemeteries in Pretoria. Now, and we actually comes from Umhlanga area, which is North Coast. So what do we find? Is if I die, Pastor Rico will decide that I will be buried in Pretoria in cemetery number A. So my spirit maybe overheard the story about being buried in cemetery A. So when I die, where does my soul go? In cemetery A? How does my soul know which grave? Now you see what I didn't tell you, cemetery A is full. There's no graves available. So now I need to be buried in cemetery B, behind the mountain. So what does my spirit now, what does he do? Does he now take a taxi or just go over the mountain to the other side, to the cemetery B? And there's no grave there. How does he know where to go in? My grave is not even digged. They were going to dig it later in the week. So how does my soul know where to wait? Or does my soul sit under a tree waiting for the grave to be digged and then he jumps in? You see, the other surprise is now Pastor Rika decides that she's going to take my body with a combi to Natal and have me buried in one of the cemeteries in Natal, in Durban vicinity. So what does my soul do now? Does he take a taxi or a bus and now goes down to Durban? Natal. You see, there's no method in the madness of my soul sleeping in a grave. Because I've mentioned three places where I can be buried. So when I die, where does my soul go? He doesn't have the options of going three ways. All depends where Pastor Rika, my wife, decides where she wants to bury me. And then she decides, no, she's just going to cremate me. So where's my soul now? You see, it doesn't make sense. Church theology and dogma is a reason that a lot of people one day is going to miss heaven. Why? Because you were running after people that were teaching theology of churches that existed centuries ago and had this idea of I will sleep in the grave. Now, when Apostle Paul says that the grave shall open, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 27 onwards, when Yahushua will come for his bride, the Sephirotia, and we are going to be changed, he says, those that died in Yahushua will arise. What are they going to arise from? There's nothing in the grave. Your prof, you must believe the scripture. I'm not stupid. There's nothing in the grave. So what's going to arise? A spiritual body is going to arise. Yahweh doesn't need a grave to create a spiritual body. He just speaks the words and it's there. You understand that? He's the creator of heaven and earth. The Bible says he holds the world in the palm of his hand. And yet he's so small that he dwells within our soul's dimension, not our hearts. Because my heart is only a pump. This is my soul's dimension. So I do need a resurrected body. I need a glorified body for my soul to function. But that can happen in a twinkle of an eye. There must be some kind of a glorified body which bears some resemblance of what I looked like when I was in the flesh. So I would say, as I look in the flesh, somehow there's a spiritual body inside, and that is with my soul going to paradise. Because a soul can't function without a body. And that's why Yahushua told the parable about the rich man and Lazarus and Abram. How did the rich man know what Abram looked like? He didn't have a painting or a Polaroid photo of him. You see, that's a parable. So at the end of the day, we need the Ruach HaKodesh to understand certain things in the Bible. And that's why I praise Yahweh for the revelation word that we are functioning in. Because the word says, the Bible says, it's the Ruach HaKodesh who teaches us and learn us and convict of sins and unrighteousness. So we are taught by the Ruach HaKodesh. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, we're going to continue this discussion. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.